You're listening to SBS News.
93% of the more than 3,000 Australian adults surveyed in April say Australia has handled the crisis very well or fairly well so far. Only a third say China has handled the outbreak very or fairly well, with 60% saying China has handled the outbreak badly. Author of the study and Lowy Institute research fellow Natasha Kassam says trust in both China and the US has been on the downfall over the past few years, and the current pandemic has only exposed that.
Australian views towards China have been on a downward trajectory for about 2 years now. Last year, only 30% of Australians said that they trusted China, which was a 20-point drop from 2018. So we've already seen a shift in Australian attitudes, and I think that is just playing out further in this recent study and recent events around the pandemic.
More than 4,000 people have died in China where the virus originated, with 84,000 cases reported. 68% of respondents say they now feel less favourable towards China's system of government when thinking about its handling of the outbreak. 5% say they felt more favourable towards it. Australia has recorded fewer than 100 deaths from COVID-19 amid more than 6,000 cases, while more than 83,000 people in the United States have died amid more than 1.3 million cases. Very few Australians surveyed say the US has done a good job in responding to the pandemic.
Recent polling on the way Australians feel about the United States has shown a decline in trust since 2016. And I think that is very much correlated with the fact that the majority of Australians are not a big fan of President Trump. And so we've seen that change since 2016. Having said that, with only 10% of Australians saying that the United States has done a good job responding to this crisis, that is an incredibly low figure. It puts the United States at the bottom of the list of countries.
73% of those surveyed said they would prefer Joe Biden to become president at the US election in November, compared with 23% preferring Donald Trump. Sean Ratcliffe, lecturer in political science at the University of Sydney's United States Studies Centre, says he doesn't think such views will affect the relationship between Australia and the US.
I think the ties that bind the two governments, at least, are very deep. They've been built up over a 70 or so year period. And even the ties between Australians and Americans as individual people are very deep. There are many Australians that have lived in the United States. There are many Americans living out here. We've got very strong cultural ties as well as formal government ties.
Ms. Kassam says a major point of difference in this year's study is the way Australians perceive global powers. During the global financial crisis, their poll found that Australians said they thought China would come out in a more powerful position.
This time around, Australians are mixed about the trajectory of China's power in the world. And I think possibly more importantly for Australia, as an ally of the United States, the majority of Australians now think that the United States will be less powerful after the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Ratcliffe says it is hard to predict whether Australians' perception of China will affect the future relationship between the two countries.
It's raised short-term tensions between our federal government and the Chinese government. Whether there's long-term ramifications, that's difficult to know, but clearly the Chinese have started to perhaps view criticisms of the way they've handled COVID-19 and the outbreak and perhaps informing the rest of the world. They haven't handled those criticisms particularly well.
However, Dr. Ratcliffe says Australia isn't alone in questioning China's handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
I can't see many countries around the world not accepting any lack of any investigation whatsoever. There's obviously a lot of unanswered questions about where the virus originated, how early the Chinese government or provincial governments knew about it, and how long it took them to provide that information to the rest of the world.
The poll also found, while Australians hold high levels of confidence in domestic authorities, they felt less favourably about the World Health Organization. Confidence that chief medical officers, state and territory governments and the federal government are doing a good job was extremely high at between 82 and 92%, But Ms. Kassam says only 59% expressed confidence in the WHO.
I think that could be in reference to the fact that most countries have been responding in their own way to this crisis, and we haven't seen very much global cooperation in response to this. What role did the World Health Organization play that perhaps we need our international institutions to serve us a little bit better?
Meanwhile, most Australians, 70%, say globalization is mostly good for Australia, and 53% want more global cooperation rather than every country putting their own interests first. A large number of Australians, 59%, also remain as willing to travel as they were prior to the outbreak.
I am somewhat comforted that it seems Australians remain globalist, they remain outward looking, they remain excited about travel despite the coronavirus pandemic. We've seen borders go up and globalisation grind to a halt, but Australians still seem positive about those parts of the world. So it hasn't had the effect you might think.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.